Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the ENCE First Quarter 2019 Results Presentation. I now hand over to Mr. Ignacio Colmenares, CEO, and Alfredo Avello, CFO. Gentlemen, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for attending ENCE's First Quarter 2019 Results Conference Call. I'm here today with our CFO, Alfredo Avello, and our Head of IR, Alberto Valdés. After the presentation, we will answer any questions you may have. Let's start with the main highlights of this presentation. Firstly, we have reviewed our strategic plan after the Spanish administration's change of criteria regarding the 60-year extension of ENCE's concession in Pontevedra, granted back in 2016. As a result, we will transfer most of the investments initially planned for Pontevedra to Navia, doubling its initial capacity expansion with a new sewing line. I would like to stress that there is no other viable alternative in northwest of Spain, neither technical nor economic, to the current site of ENCE's biofactory in Pontevedra. Secondly, the pulp market is still pointing to a strong pulp price scenario for the coming years due to the tight supply and demand balance expected until at least 2022. Now, prices are slightly weaker than we originally expected, but prices have already bottomed out in China, and we expect a much better second half of the year. Thirdly, the financial results of our two businesses during the quarter were mixed. EBITDA in our renewable energy business grew by 49%, thanks to the better operational performance of our existing plants and the newly acquired Termosolar plant in Puertollano. EBITDA in the pulp business decreased by 28%, caused by, firstly, by the negative FX hedging settlement. Secondly, by the higher sales outside Europe at lower spot prices. Finally, by the building of inventories ahead of the long shutdown of our biofactories to expand capacity and the associated cash cost increases. Another highlight is that we continued with our strategic CapEx plan, investing 87 million during the quarter as follows: 63 million in the two biomass power plants that we will start operating in December, improving annual EBITDA by 30 million. 24 million for the 100,000 ton capacity increase in our biofactories. Finally, we expect a 2019 pulp business EBITDA of around 235 million, assuming $1,050 per ton as an average price for the second half of the year. Our renewable energy business EBITDA remains at 65 million. In slide five, we explain the projects in which we will invest the 725 million CapEx we announced. As you can see, the main difference comes from the new sewing line we will build in Navia. This line will allow us to increase the production of our biofactory. It will be able to produce a maximum of 200,000 tons of dissolving pulp, or alternatively, 340,000 tons of BHKP, or any combination of the two that we decide. In fact, we plan to produce 100,000 tons of dissolving pulp and 170,000 tons of BHKP. This sewing line will give us a more flexible approach to the market, depending on demand and prices. I would like also to mention that we reduced the original budget dedicated to sustainability in Pontevedra. In slide six, you can see our new targets for our 2019-2023 strategic plan. As you can see, pulp sales and EBITDA targets have been maintained thanks to the CapEx we will invest in our Navia biofactory. Obviously, Our basic assumption is that Pontevedra will operate during this period without any major problems, despite the freezing of all non-mandatory investments. The renewable energy business targets are confirmed in this review. If you turn to slide number 7, you can see how we are investing this CAPEX over the years and how the EBITDA will evolve as we increase production and add new products to our portfolio. We have maintained our EBITDA target for 400 million in 2023, assuming a pulp price of 1,050 and 1.2 exchange rate. Slide 8 shows the steady growth of our production, including the new products we will add to our pulp portfolio. You can see our cash cost evolution during the next 5 years. Navia's biofactory cash cost will be reduced as a result of all these investments and thanks to the cost dilution. Let's now move to slide number 9, where we summarize our view of the global pulp market. There is still a good demand and supply balance, so we anticipate higher pulp prices in the second half of 2019. As you can see, the market tightness will continue to increase until at least 2022. Let me remind you that the lead time for new pulp plant is close to 3 years, and we do not expect any surprise increases in supply. In the short term, prices will increase, as we expect the paper industry destocking process to end soon. Pulp prices have already bottomed out in China, and there are planned stoppages during the second quarter that will reduce the pulp production. All in all, we expect a much better second half of the year. Slide number 10 shows our view of increases in the global demand and supply. You can still see the tight supply and demand balance until at least 2022. We have not seen announcements of new factories before that date. The new UPM project in Uruguay has not yet been confirmed. Let's now move to slide 11, which shows our financial results. Our revenues were basically flat, while EBITDA decreased by 17% despite higher forex prices, a stronger dollar, and better performance of energy business. The main reasons for this decrease are negative FX hedging settlements, 9 million, more sales outside Europe at lower spot prices, 6 million, an increase in cash cost, 5 million, a decrease in pulp sales due to the inventory increase, 3 million. Our net income decreased 41% in the quarter versus first quarter 2018, as anticipated. We expect all these figures to improve during the second half of the year, since we foresee better production numbers after the shutdowns and higher pulp prices. Slide 12 shows the evolution of our cash costs. The increase of around 13 euros per ton compared with the last quarter of 2018 can be explained by the following factors. 14 euros due to higher conversion cost, especially lower fixed cost dilution and the lower contribution from the energy component in the quarter. 2 euros due to an increase in wood costs, as there were higher transportation costs. All these despite a 3 euros per ton overhead cost improvement. Slide 13 shows the performance of our renewable energy business. EBITDA is up by 49% compared to last year, due to the contribution of the 50 megawatt thermosolar plant acquired in December 18, and the better operating performance of our biomass power plants. Our 2019 EBITDA is expected to reach 65 million and will grow up again in 2020 by 30 million, as a result of the new biomass power plants, which will start operating next December. Let's turn now to slide number 14. During the first quarter, free cash flow before strategic investments and dividend payments reached 38 million, an increase of 36% compared to first quarter 2018. Our CapEx increased significantly to 86 million, 24 million in the pulp business and 62 million in the renewable energy business. After these investments, our net debt reached 305 million. It is important to mention that we have included 55 million in the debt from the application of IFRS 16 on leases and from January 2019. Our leverage ratio is only 1.4 times our EBITDA over the last 12 months, 0.8 times in the pulp business, and 3.4 times in the renewable energy business, assuming a pro forma full-year EBITDA for the newly acquired thermosolar plant. In slide 11, we review our strategic plan investments. We invested 87 million euros during the first quarter, and we will invest a total amount of 320 million during 2019. We started the 20,000-ton capacity expansion at our Pontevedra biofactory during the first quarter of 2019, and we are now in the process of ramp-up. Thereafter, this will add 18 million to our annual EBITDA using our strategic plan assumptions. We are also adding 80,000-ton capacity in Navia at the end of the second quarter of 2019. This will add 28 million to our annual EBITDA using the same assumptions. We continue to invest in the construction of our two new biomass power plants, which will be operative before the end of the year. In slide 16, let me remind you of our dividend policy, which is 50% payout and 3 payments during the year. A final dividend of 5.4 cents per share was approved at our AGM and paid on April the 11th. Finally, I would like to give you an update on sustainability activities. We continue to improve our certified wood entries and to create value for local suppliers. We are reducing odor and noise in our factories, as well as a 12% reduction in the use of water. We are promoting circular economy, reducing waste, and increasing the use of local biomass to produce energy. We lower the frequency and severity of accidents, pursuing our zero accident goal. We are promoting equality and diversity, increasing the number of women working by ENCE by 10%. I will now invite Alfredo to review the figures in more detail.
Thank you, Ignacio. Moving on to slide 19, let me start with the operating performance of our pulp business. Our EBITDA attained 39 million euros in a flat pulp prices scenario, due to a 6% reduction in our pulp sales as a result of our announced 20,000-ton inventory rebuilding process ahead of the planned shutdowns of our biofactories, 9 million euros of negative settlements in our first Q FX hedging program, and a 7% cash cost increase related to higher raw material prices, fixed costs, and corporate expenses. As you are aware of, in March, Pontevedra had its planned maintenance shutdown, in which we took advantage to execute the bulk of the works related to the 20,000-ton capacity expansion. We expect a progressive ramp-up of this new capacity during the second half of 2019, and cash cost dilution should trail this ramp-up process. Turning to the next slide, let me show you our pulp business first Q P&L bridge, from EBITDA to net profit. Compared to first Q last year, below our EBITDA figure of 39 million euros, marked by some negative FX hedging settlements, DD&A grew as a consequence of our asset base increase derived from our strategic fund investments, as well as from higher use of wood from our own plantations in the southern Spain. Once recording a 1 million euro provision relating to the Pontevedra Environmental Pact, the company achieved an EBIT of 23 million euros. Below this figure, financial expenses were 39% lower as a consequence of last year's refinancing process, which together with a positive 1 million euro FX effect on receivables and 5.7 million euros in taxes, led us to a net profit of 16.5 million for the quarter. Let's follow with slide 21 and the cash flow generation in our pulp business. Recurrent free cash flow after working capital changes, maintenance capex, and financial charges reached 4.7 million euros, leading the normalized free cash flow to 34. Capex amounted to 24 million euros, partially compensated by P&L payment provisions not yet realized and certain sales of our remaining Huelva industrial assets, finally attaining a free cash flow figure of 16.5 for the quarter. Slide 22, we review our hedging program. We currently have approximately 75% of our FX risk hedged for the remaining year at a yearly average cap of 126 and a floor of 119. As we're aware of, our policy is to hedge a minimum of 50% of our expected US dollar revenues for at least the next 12 months on a rolling on basis to mitigate currency volatility. This program is reviewed and adjusted on a weekly basis. Let's turn to slide 23 and focus in the pulp business balance sheet. As you surely know, IFRS 16 is applicable from January the 1st, and we now need to add the present value of our lease contracts to our net debt. This calculation amounts to 46.4 million euros in this business, increasing the net debt to 179 million euros compared to 148 as of December 2018, representing a leverage ratio of 0.8 times LTM EBITDA, well below our self-imposed limit of 2.5 times. Excluding this IFRS 16 effect, the net financial debt would have been reduced by 15 million euros in the quarter. There's no change analysis to our energy business operating performance in page 24. The energy volume sold was 9% higher than in the same period last year, due to the contribution coming from the new 50-megawatt thermosolar plant acquired in December 2018, as well as from the good operational performance of our biomass power plants, now resolving the operational challenges suffered back in the last quarter 2018. Although average selling price was 5.7% lower than the previous year, due to the temporary suspension of the National Electricity Generation Tax in first quarter 2019, the so-called Tasa Soria, which had no impact on EBITDA, total revenue per megawatt hour, including the return on the investment, also increased by 9% up to over 161 euros. All these led the renewable energy business EBITDA to grow by 49% up to 13 million euros. As our CEO has stated, for 2019, we expect a 44% annual EBITDA growth in the renewable energy business up to 65 million euros based on the already visible operating improvement of our biomass plants and the increasing contribution from the new thermosolar plant. Flipping on to slide 25 for the P&L, below the 13 million euros EBITDA figure, depreciation charges were almost 7 million euros in the quarter, compared to 4 million in the same period last year, due to the asset base increase related to the new thermosolar plant acquired. Net financial expenses reached 4.6 million euros, also due to the debt related to the acquisition of this plant, as well as to the two new biomass plants under construction. 0.4 million euros in taxes are offset by the recognition of a tax credit for the same amount based on the better-than-expected historical operating performance of our olive pulp plants since its acquisition back in 2016 and 2017. As of today, the company has already recouped up to 84% of its invested equity in these assets. Let's now move to cash flow generation in slide 26. Working capital needs increased by 5.8 million euros, explained by one-third increase in our biomass inventories, one-third in receivables due to the 18% revenue increase, and the last third related to acquisition of the thermosolar plant. Maintenance capex and interest payments were in line with expectations, and the other collection and payments figure reflects the revenue provision on the regulatory collar, although the cash flow generation is heavily marked by the 63 million euros in capex related to the construction of the two new biomass plants. Moving on now to slide 27, net debt position for the energy business ended at 221 million euros as a consequence of the previously mentioned acquisition of the thermosolar plant and the construction of the two new biomass plants in Huelva and Ciudad Real. In this business, the application of IFRS 16 amounts to 8.6 million euros, all related to land leases. During the quarter, we closed at a 13-year 110 million euro project finance to refinance the bridge loan used for the acquisition of the 50-megawatt thermosolar plant. This project finance has no recourse to the parent company, following our ring-fence strategy in the two businesses. As all the corporate financing of the renewable energy business, this project has obtained the highest green rating from S&P, recognizing our firm commitment towards sustainability, transparency, and corporate governance. After this deal, financial leverage of our renewable energy business, it stands at 3.5 times. Let me please now return the lead of the presentation back to our CEO for the closing remarks.
Thank you, Alfredo. I conclude this presentation with my confidence that pulp prices will remain strong during the next few years. The supply and demand balance is tight and will remain so, at least until 2022. Prices in China have already bottomed out. I expect stock to reduce during the coming weeks, and I anticipate price increases in all markets by the end of this quarter. After the review of our strategic plan, we will maintain our EBITDA and production targets in the pulp business. The problems in Pontevedra will affect neither revenues nor EBITDA over the next 5 years. We believe our 2019 EBITDA will be around 300 million, assuming lower pulp prices during the first half of the year and the recovery during the second half. Renewable energy business EBITDA will be 65 million, thanks to the improvement of our biomass power plants operation in Huelva, coupled with the increasing contribution from the newly acquired thermosolar plant. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Now we are happy to answer any questions you may have.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session starts now. If you wish to ask a question, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. The first question comes from Nuno Stasio from Haitham Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Just a couple questions. The first one, if you could help us understand the detailed impact of the hedging effects and if the euro-dollar stays flat where it is, will this still be impacting negatively in the coming quarters? The second question would be, how are you seeing the current demand from your clients? And if you could give us some indications in terms of the what you expect for your sales in second quarter in terms of volume of pulp. A third question would be if the strategic capex in pulp is going to be kept even in a scenario where prices stay below $950. And a final question is the review that you are doing in your guidance from the 275 million in pulp to 235 approximately. Is this all effect of prices, or is anything else here that you are also reviewing in terms of the costs or these hedging effects? Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Nuno. Then let's start with the question number three. When we presented our strategic plan at the end of last year, we said that we are working with a price scenario of 1,050, but this plan was achievable even at prices of 850, because at those prices, our net debt to EBITDA will remain below 2.5 times. Then there is no reason now, because we are at 950, to stop or to delay our strategic plan. What we are doing, as I have already explained, is we are going to concentrate everything in Navia. We have already engaged the engineering in order to confirm that is possible. Our first analysis say it is possible, and we will have the final confirmation by August. And therefore, we don't see any major change in terms of volume or in EBITDA in our pulp business, because the only effect is that all the investments will go to Navia with a higher volume and a higher EBITDA than forecasted previously, and it matches 100% of what we are going to do in Pontevedra. Regarding our guidance for the pulp business of 235, well, what we have modified is everything that has already changed in the first quarter, and I have already explained to you. We have assumed a dollar at the price of 112 for the second quarter, then further losses because of the FX. We are working with prices of 1,050 for the second part of the year, and there are no major changes. Alfredo, why don't you explain the effect of the hedging policy?
Okay. Nuno, as you can see in page 20 of the presentation, FX impacts our P&L in two phases. One is above EBITDA, that's the hedging program, and the other one is below EBIT for the receivables. Basically, this last one is the FX change between we issue an invoice and we get paid of that. But important is the hedging program. As you know, we hedge on a weekly basis for the following 12 to 18 months. This means that this FX hedging has been contracted like 12 to 18 months ago. The way we hedge is we use normally zero-cost collars, in which we set a floor and a cap, and we let the dollar fluctuate in between those collars. Well, right now, as we were saying, and this is what you have in page 22 of the presentation, right now, from now till the end of the year, we have around 75% of our FX exposure hedged with a floor of 119 and a cap of 126. So yes, every exchange rate below 119 will be converted into a 119, and therefore you will have these settlements above EBITDA. I don't know.
And I think that you also asked something regarding the second quarter. Yeah. Well, we are expecting a production in second quarter of a bit more than 200,000 tons, 209,000 tons, because we are going to stop Navia Mill May 27th for 1 month. We expect to sell 237,000 tons. That is why we have been stocking. We expect a forex price of 355 and an exchange rate of 1.14 and a cash cost of 398 because of this low level of production. And with that, we expect an EBITDA for the second quarter of 38 million euros, which is roughly the same than the one in the first quarter. And we expect an EBITDA in the pulp, entering in the energy business, of 15 million.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Thank you. This 38 million, it includes already the effects of the of this hedging, which means that there is a small loss between the 120 and the 114 average that you expect. Correct?
Yes. Yes. 7 million of losses due to the FX are above the EBITDA, therefore are included. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Next question, please.
Thank you. The next question comes from Bruno Bessa from CaixaBank BPI. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. So, sorry for going back to the guidance revision for 2019, but when looking into your basic assumptions for the EBITDA in the pulp division, in the new update, and the previous guidance provided in the strategic plan, I see that obviously you are assuming now lower pulp prices, also a different FX, higher discounts, but I also see a slightly higher level of cash costs. My question is, why are you assuming this higher cash cost, considering that the pulp prices are below your previous assumptions, and this would, in theory, have a positive impact on your wood costs? This will be my first question. My second question, and also related with wood costs, is when are you expecting wood costs to decline? I understand that you have increased wood costs in this quarter due to higher transportation costs because you are supplying more from the south of Spain. But related with this, my question will be, why are you supplying more from the south of Spain? Is there any specific that justifies this? And the second one, are you expecting this to revert and start to see the wood gas cost to decline, also considering that pulp prices are under a downward trend?
Well, sorry, I answered those questions because in front I am going to forget what you have asked at the beginning, okay? And then you can ask more.
Sure.
More.
Thank you.
Yeah, regarding the guidance for the full year 2019, we are working with an average cash cost of around 380. Yeah. As said, second half 2019 cash cost should be closer to 370, mainly due to, firstly, higher pulp production and sales volume, and that will reduce 10 euros the cash cost versus the first half of the year. Higher cogeneration in Pontevedra, and it will reduce 5 euros per ton versus the first half of 19. Lower wood cost, because no further supplies from Huelva, and now it's 6 weeks we are not shipping from Huelva any wood more. 2 euros per ton versus the first half, and a basket of other things, minus 4 euros per ton if we compare to the first half of the year. Regarding wood cost and sourcing from Huelva, during fourth quarter 2018 and the first quarter 2019, as you remember, we have been using wood produced at our plantations in southern Spain due to heavy rains affecting logistics in northwest of Spain. These wood costs, in an account basis, is more expensive. In terms of cash, it's cheaper because 50% of the cost has been already expended a few years ago. We don't expect to source wood from those plantations in the second half of 2019. We have never done that. That was a terrible rains in winter, and it's not normal. And as I said before, the fact of not using more wood from Huelva will allow us to reduce our cash cost by 2 euros per ton in the second half compared to first half. Going to your question of automatic linkage to pulp prices, let me remind you our wood tariff system, which is available on our web page. As you know, our wood price is partially linked to pulp price evolution. When the average monthly forex price in euros comes above or below its 50 euros threshold, 700, 750, 800, we increase or reduce 1 euro per cubic meter in the wood price, which we increase or reduce, which results in 3 euros per ton increase or cut in our cash cost. This mechanism allows us to be more flexible under different pulp price scenarios. However, it has a cap at 800 euros per ton and the floor at 500 euros per ton. The first price cut would be automatically applied in the average monthly forex if the average monthly forex price falls below 800 euros per ton. Then we will not see any price decrease on the second quarter, because we don't see those prices, and what we see now on the second half of the year is prices on the range of 1,050. I think I have answered all your questions. Do you have any further questions, Bruno?
Yes, if I may, just a follow-up question on cash costs. I see that in your previous targets in the strategic plan, you had guidance of cash costs for 2019 of 375, while now you have 380. My question is, why are you assuming now higher cash costs? And if this is related with the fact that wood costs were higher in Q1 because of transportation costs?
Yes, that's one of the main factors.
Okay. So my last two questions, two quick ones. The first one, if you could provide visibility on the impact of the IFRS 16 in the Q1 EBITDA. And the last question, if you could provide us an update on the situation of the Pontevedra license. Thank you very much.
Yes, Alfredo is going to answer you the question of the IFRS 16 in our EBITDA during the first quarter. Well, regarding Pontevedra, there is no news. As you remember, there is no news. As you remember, the decision of the National Court of pursuing the process is very important because it has been our first victory. What we are now is concentrating all our efforts in this battle in the National Court to win and to maintain this 60 years license. That's what we are doing now. But unfortunately, it will take some years because we see a first result of the National Court by Christmas, and if we lose, we will appeal. If we win, they will appeal, and so on and so on. And I think that we have in front of us between 4 and 5 years of legal process. What we are doing meanwhile is, as I have said before, we have frozen all our investments in Pontevedra. We are going only to do those that are legal and mandatory. We have transferred all the investments of the strategic plan to Navia. And what we have stated publicly is that there is no other alternative in the northwest of Spain to this pulp mill in Pontevedra. Therefore, we are concentrating all our efforts in the legal battle.
Okay, Bruno, regarding IFRS 16, as anticipated, in our annual accounts, application of IFRS 16 from 1st of January has triggered recognition of financial liabilities in an amount of 55 million euros. Close to 46 correspond to the pulp business, and the 9 million remaining corresponds to the energy business. If you want to disclose these the components of these ones, 33 million are related to the annual canon payment to the Pontevedra's concession, 11 million related to forest plantation leases, 8 million euros related to the site lease of the new Ciudad Real thermosolar power plant, and 3 million euros to other leases. On the other hand, the application of this regulation will have an estimated positive effect of, as you know, 5 million euros in the group annual EBITDA that will be offset by around 3 million euros of higher depreciation charges and 2 million euros of higher financial expenses. Out of these 5 million euros, 4 corresponds to the pulp business and 1 to the renewable energy business.
Thank you. And any further questions, please?
Thank you. The next question comes from Luis Toledo from BBVA. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. Most of my questions have been already answered. I have one remaining regarding the stake review and concerning the renewable energy business. You highlight the pending investments for this year. I would like to know if this new situation has changed your previous plans on renewable energy, if you could provide some reference regarding future maintenance capex for this unit, and maybe the capex budget also for 2020.
No, we keep 100% in our strategic plan in energy. No, nothing has changed.
Okay. And any reference on maintenance capex at least for this unit going forward?
In energy for
2019? You highlight 2019, maybe 2020.
Yes, between 5 and 10 million euros per year.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next question.
The next question. Yes, the next question comes from Jaime Escribano from Banco Santander. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon. Three questions from my side. The first one is related to the expenses that you committed for social care in Pontevedra. Are you going to continue spending that money, this commitment, or after all this trial, you are going to freeze that expenses? Second question is regarding the business plan. I'm comparing the previous presentation with the new one. You more or less forecast around 400 million in pulp in EBITDA for 2023 in both of them. All the figures seems to be the same. The only one that changes is the cash cost. In one, the previous one, you had 350 euros per ton, and in this one, 362. However, you have almost the same EBITDA. Could you help me to reconcile these two numbers? And finally, would you consider to do a share buyback at current levels? Is this something that you would think about, or in the end you are using the money for the business plan? Thank you.
Well, regarding your last question, we have nothing about buyback of shares. Regarding this EBITDA in pulp business, the reason that the price of the cash cost increases is that it is a bit difficult to explain, but you know that we have a negative cost of the energy in Navia. Then the more volume you produce, the less this negative cash cost impact on the total cash cost. And that is why producing more tons in Navia than before, the tons without no benefiting from this energy are more, and then the cash cost is a bit higher than would be expected. But on the other hand, we are producing and selling more tons, and that is the reason why we are maintaining the same EBITDA. Could you repeat me your first question, please? Yeah, you were talking about the social, Then, well, I have to explain that a bit longer in order it is well understood.
Okay.
Sorry? Then, we have, as you know, two kind of committed investments in Pontevedra. We signed in June 2016 with the local government of Galicia an environmental pact in order to enhance the living standards of the citizens of Pontevedra, subject, and that is very important, to the grant of all necessary permits to operate the biofactory and for all planned investments. This environmental pact has what is called in Spanish a suspension clause and a resolutory clause. And since we don't have all the permits to all the investments we were going to do in Pontevedra, and since what happened on the National Court 1 month ago, well, the environmental pact is suspended from a legal point of view. This pact included the commitment to invest, but as it is not in ENCE, it is in third parties, it goes to the P&L, 15 million for the modernization of Pontevedra city water treatment plant, which we don't use, 5 million for the refurbishment of a building to house a public forestry R&D center, and 1 million for a soccer field for the town of Marín. As of the end of March, end of first quarter, we have provisioned below the EBITDA line up to 6 million out of these 21 million expenses in our balance sheet with no cash flow out, 5 million last year and 1 million during first quarter 2019. On top of that, we committed to fund an annual corporate social responsibility program for an amount of 3 million, which is annually included in above the EBITDA line. That was the case in 2018, that was the case in 2017, and that has been the case on the first quarter of 2019. These expenses have been put on hold until we have more visibility on the future of Pontevedra's concession. Next question, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, in order to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Álvaro Lence from Alantra Equities. Please go ahead.
Hi, I have just a quick question regarding the sustainability CAPEX in the CAPEX plan, which has been reviewed to 140 million. I don't know if you could give us a split between Navia and Pontevedra, and maybe if you could give us some schedule or phasing over the next 5 years of how this 140 million will be separated. Thanks.
Well, as you remember, we originally included in our strategic plan a maximum budget up to 225 million for sustainability investments, you remember, which included a wide margin to implement the best available techniques in a favorable scenario of pulp prices. I want to stress out that this sustainability budget is flexible and it may be adjusted in a different pulp price scenario. Those 225 million were not mandatory investments because of change of regulation. It was just the forecast to take profit of these good prices of pulp to do everything in possible in our pulp mills. The new sustainability budget now is for 140 million, as you have said. And it includes up to 120 in Navia and 20 million in Pontevedra, partially already invested or committed. Thank you.
Just to follow up, and maybe on the phasing, I don't know if you can provide some phasing on how much the annual expenditure could be, or if it's front-loaded or more back-end-loaded, or if it's not settled yet.
In Pontevedra?
No, in Navia as well. Well, in Pontevedra as well, but at both mills.
Well, it has been always between 7 and 10 million euros per mill.
I'm referring to the 140. So 140 divided by 5, the maximum would be 28 million. Is that reasonable to assume?
Yeah,
28 million per year.
Yeah, anything between 20 and 30. Yes. If and okay. I insist, if prices are like they are today or higher. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. There are no further questions in the conference call. I now give back the floor to the company. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. We are in touch, and we will contact you in 3 months' time. Thank you. Bye-bye.